Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we are positively into the happy season. Could have been a different kind of outcome on Sunday afternoon if it weren't for the foot of Justin Tucker and a 66-yard field goal. Dennis Colazzos joins us now from Coons, Baltimore, Ford over Security Boulevard. He'll be here on the airwaves from 3 until 5 with some happier tonality in the aftermath of a win. I know you like my my YouTube video here on the Baltimore Positive TV channel of Ford Field, very near and dear to your heart, but not so near and dear that you wanted the Ford family to be too happy on Sunday afternoon, Dad.
Yeah, I went there back in 2000, 21 years ago for Ford factory type of a meeting, and I have fond memories of being there and also downtown. They have a Greek town. Went to a Greek restaurant after the meeting. So it was it's a lot of fun going there. And not as much fun as Justin Tucker has going there. He talked about getting a place in Detroit. And what an epic win it was for the Ravens Sunday afternoon.
Well, I remember the game 8 years ago. You know, happened in the middle of the night. We went out. There was a foot of snow, fresh snow, disappointed Lions fans, which is nothing unusual for Lions fans. The resiliency of the team, besides everything else, and we can – say they're not great as constructed, certainly not what they were drafted to be back in April and May with all these injuries, but there was some resiliency of winning this kind of a football game that's going to serve them well later in the year, where obviously the Browns are, you know, formidable and the Bengals are much improved, and I don't know where the Steelers are at this point, but that would have been a gruesome loss to the Lions on Sunday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And look, they're very gritty. They were look, they were down four players on defense. A couple of them were starters with COVID, right? So they were understaffed, undermanned, and going to a tough place. Loud crowd, adverse conditions. Hollywood Brown had a case of the yips. So they had a lot of things going against them. Justin Tucker missed from 65 yards twice in pregame warmups, and he was kind of shaky. Missed a field goal during the game, was shaky on the one that he made that barely got in. So all the elements for the upset were there. Lions had momentum. And look, for all the naysayers and the Ravens got lucky, how about stopping a team when they have a 4th and 19, right? So when you have a 4th and 19 and your defense can't get off the field, it's your fault you put yourself in a position to lose.
Well, the Lions are going to be a 2 or 3 or 4 win team, you know, whatever they're going to be. You just need to make sure that it's not you. And certainly the Ravens were susceptible to all of this, the COVID outbreak on Friday that wiped out most of the defensive line. They've had a lot of bad fortune in that way. But to be 2-1, the only place that really matters where the fortune is, certainly if you're John Harbaugh or Eric DaCosta, is 2-1 and not 1-2, like the Kansas City Chiefs are at this point, or like the Steelers.
Had a fellow on my Twitter feed say, look, they should be 0-3. And look, they could be 3-0, right? So like Bill Parcells said decades ago, you are what your record says you are. They're 2-1. They're in great shape. Hopefully start getting healthier. And hopefully this injury bug and COVID bug will turn itself around. And they had their misfortune early on. And let's just hope it's not a continuation for the season. But Rashard Bateman is eligible to come back. So is Miles Boykin. Not that they're ready to play, but they should have some players coming back. Jimmy Smith coming back was also very huge. Had a couple of big plays, couple of pass breakups.
Dennis Colazzos is here. He will be here on Thursday, driving you home from 3 until 5. It is the Dennis Colazzos Show, formerly the Sunday Sports Voice, but still heard on Sunday mornings before the game. Ravens will be heading out to Denver for some thin air here this week. It's almost a quarter poll, and we'll do this next week. And it's not the quarter poll because they play 17 games now, right? So there is no quarter poll. I guess the quarter poll is a quarter of the way into the fifth game at this point. But for what your outcome is going to be with this season, the injuries, the season-ending injuries, I have lowered my expectations. Whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, I know they're not going to be blowing teams out. I know that Al Villanueva is not the left tackle that Ronnie Stanley is. I know they're not going to replace Peters in any credible way. I think the running back situation, as much as we were concerned about that a couple of weeks ago, I think they'll be okay there. I don't know that they're going to be okay on the offensive line. And I don't know that the receiving core, I mean, Lamar had a great day on Sunday without having a great day because guys dropped the ball. They left 100 yards out on the field. They left a couple of scores, left 13 points out on the field. I I don't think they're very good as constructed. And I think the fact that they needed a 66-yard doink to beat the lowly Detroit Lions, I have sort of calibrated what I expect them to be. And especially seeing the Chargers and the Bengals coming later in the month where you just put W's down in their home games, I think every game is going to be a slop fest with them because they're not very good. They might be resilient enough to win 13 games like this. I don't know. But on a week-by-week basis, this isn't the team that Eric put together 6 months ago.
I don't disagree with you, but I do think that Lamar Jackson is the best player on the planet. I thought he had his best passing game. He was calm. He was planting his feet when he had time. He threw some absolute dimes. I thought that was his best passing game I've seen in a long, long time. Could have had a 400-yard game in addition to his rushing via the air. So I thought he was lights out. I mean, he was putting the ball right on the money. And when you have the best player in the league, that gives you a chance in every game that you're in. If you flip-flop quarterbacks in this game, if you put Jared Goff on the Ravens and you put Lamar Jackson on the Lions win going away. Not even close. So that's the kind of difference maker Lamar Jackson is. We're very fortunate to have him. And again, that contract got to get signed sooner rather than later. I've seen enough. I'm a believer. I'm a buyer.
Fortunate enough to have him, but then there's the help around him and things have to happen around him. And, you know, they used all these number one picks to get wide receivers and to be able to move the ball like that. Obviously, Mark Andrews against that defense was a mismatch. And we gave him some money a couple of weeks ago. Nice to see him step up in a performance. But the passing, the fact that they want to pass the ball now and they're throwing it around and having some success, that's good. That's good. I mean, even when you drop the ball, the fact that you had a successful play other than the wide receiver dropping the ball means guys are getting open. People are doing their job. Lamar's doing his job. So there's all of that part of it where they're performing better than maybe the sum of the parts might be.
I think it's telling that the team protected Le'Veon Bell on their practice squad. They protect four players every game. He was one of them. He posted a meme Sunday on Twitter of, I believe it was Felix the Cat, you know, pacing back and forth. And I do project Le'Veon Bell in this offense being huge. Rashad Bateman, and hopefully Nick Boyle comes back and gives them that sixth offensive lineman, that grit, that punch that they need. And if all
so
of these guys
come back. So is that week 10? Is that what you think? I don't know.
I'm hoping sooner rather than later.
At the turn, like after the bye.
I don't know.
They'll be a different team in November. They will. To where you are, whether Ronnie Stanley's back or not, or who's going to be the core part, they're going to lose more guys. I mean, they lost that kid early in the game, Dalen Hayes, on Sunday. And they didn't have most of the defenders out there. Those guys will be coming back next week. That's good.
Yeah, when I see Devontae Freeman, he looks slow to me in the game. And I can't imagine that Le'Veon Bell is going to be any worse than he is. Plus, Le'Veon gives you that check down pass, that receiving threat that the Ravens hadn't had since Ray Rice retired. So I do think that maybe we'll see him sooner rather than later. I think Denver is a great place for him to play. Ravens are prohibitive 1.5-point underdog, which is great. I think that'll be good for John Harbaugh to say, hey, listen, we're underdogs, so we're being disrespected. We're going in there. They're undefeated. And, Teddy Two Gloves, I don't believe he can beat this defense, but I would love to see Le'Veon Bell on the field sooner rather than later. You know, he's got to be getting close to being in football shape. And so let's see what happens when we get him on the field. I think he transforms this offense.
Well, we're trying to figure out what the full complement of the Ravens is even going to look like. I think it's going to be a little ragtag all year long. Dennis Colatos is here. He'll be here on Thursday from 3 until 5, driving you home, getting you ready for the weekend, for the game, rebroadcast again on Sunday morning. And what's going on at Coons Ford, man? We got fall, and we had restaurant week last week. Things slow down. Kids go back to school. I know you got some deals coming up. What's going on with the 22 vehicles?
They're trickling in, but business is great. Business is booming. We have over 300 pre-loved vehicles in stock, and we have about 100 new that are trickling in and going out very, very fast. So this could be the climate for the next 12 months or so, and so we've embraced it. Ford is still giving up 0% for 72 months in some models, and they're supporting the dealers the best that they can. But if somebody needs a vehicle, the good news is that your trade has never been worth more money than it is today.
Dennis will be over on Security Boulevard. He'll be with us on Thursday from 3 until 5. Reminder, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let Yourself Play comes to Nacho Mama's on Friday in Towson. And Mama's on the Half Shelf going to be honoring Scunny on Friday around 2 o'clock. We'll be over there. If you're in the Towson area, stop by. On the 8th, next Friday, our mayor, Brandon Scott, joins us at Coco's. Hi to Marcella. We'll be down in Lauraville, finally putting that together with the mayor. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour moving around the Beltway each and every Friday, now off the road after 30 crab cakes in 30 days. Dan, we will check in with you again on Thursday afternoon between 3 and 5. Keep the faith. They're holding it together. Well coached, well thought, and the best kicker on earth, as evidenced on Sunday in Detroit.
My heart is still pounding after that kick. It was one of those holy cow moments, and I was very grateful to be able to witness it in my lifetime.
Well, it all happens so fast, you know, like, and the only way the record's going to get set is if it happens like that. So great week here to be a Ravens fan. Certainly a great week to be listening to Baltimore Positive. We had some great, great guests this week. We had a great show at Greenmount Station last Friday with my one-time intern and former Ravens reporter, Tim Watson, our friends Chris Richards up there. Great crab cakes up in Carroll County at Greenmount Station. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.